Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Ayin Aleph, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words Ikud Mas Nila. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sara Basar Yaakov Moshe Herna Shama Shad Haven Aliyah and Lilu Nishmas Maris Rivka Basar Meir Zev Herna Shama Shad Haven Aliyah. And we continue talking about Ribbis and non-Jews. The Gemara tells us Ikud Mas Nila Lahad Rav Huna Aha. There are those that teach Rav Huna's statement on the following. We had a statement from Rav Huna in regards to Ribbis and non-Jews, and so some teach it on the following. The Tanya of Yisrael Yosef taught the pasuk tells us in Kesef Talves Ami as Ha'ani Imach when you lend my nation Ribbis, the poor person among you. What do we learn from the first part of the pasuk that says, "As ami, my nation, ami v'nachri"? If someone from my nation, meaning a yid, needs to borrow money, and a guy as well needs to borrow money, and you only have enough money for one of them, ami kaidem, my nation, a yid comes first. Ani v'ashir, if a poor and a rich yid need to borrow money, ani kaidem, a poor person comes first, because pasuk says, "Ha'ani aniyecha." Let's say you're poor, meaning your relatives, v'aniyei ircha, and the poor of your city, both need to borrow money. Aniyecha kaidmin, your poor come first. Aniyei ircha, v'aniyei acheres. Let's say there's poor of your city that need to borrow money, or poor yid in a different city need money as well. The poor of your city comes first. And now we analyze Armar. We just stated in this braisa, Ami v'nachri, Ami kaidem. If both a yid and a guy need to borrow money and you only have enough for one of them, so you give the yid first. Pshita, is not obvious. Of course you're going to give the yid first. And it was on this that Amar Rav Nachman, Amar li Huna, Rav Nachman said that Huna, meaning Rav Huna, told me, Lo nitzrecha dafil l'nachri b'ribis l'yisrael b'chinam. The chiddush is that even though you could lend this money to the guy b'ribis, so you're going to be making more money as opposed to lending it to the yid for free, you should still lend it to the yid for free. And that's what was said. And Tanya of Braisa, Amar B'yasi, Baru A. See how blind people are when they lend beribis. Let's say in a situation, Adam Karel Chaveir Rasha, that a person calls his friend a Rasha. Reuven calls Shimon a Rasha, for example. Yared Imel Chayov, he's going to go down to his life, meaning Shimon is going to try to take revenge. He's going to try to get back at Reuven for simply calling him a Rasha. But Vahim, these people that lend beribis, what do? Mivin Adim, they bring Adim, Velavler, and a scribe, Velkomas, and the feather pen, Udi Yayin, ink, Vekaisman, Vekaisman, and they write and they sign, Pliny Zeh, Kafir Belke Yisrael, this person was Kaifer against Hashem. In other words, people that are lending beribis make a whole toodaloo, bring Adim, and they make a whole document saying that they're being over on a deraisa, and they don't even realize that. And that shows that they're blind. And then you have a braisa from Shimon Elazar Emery, tells us, Kol mi sheyesh lo mais, anyone that has money, umava oisam shaloi beribis, and he lends them without charging interest, all of a kasav Emer, the pasuk says about him, kaspoi loy nasam ben ashech, he gave his money without charging interest, v'shaychan al naki loy lakach, and he has not taken a bribe against the innocent. Or you say, Elo lo yimato oilam, these people will not falter and fall. And halamatu, you learn from here, shakol malva beribis, if a person lends with ribis, nechasim smaititin, so he will have a downfall with his money. Ask the Gemara, b'chazina d'loy ma'isvei b'ribis, we see that people don't lend with ribis, become a smaititin, and they still fall, they lose their money. So Amar Blazer answers, halalum smaititin v'oilin. People that lend without interest, they will have a fall, but they will climb back out of it. But v'alalu, people that lend b'ribis, smaititin v'einan oilin, they're going to have a downfall, and they're never going to come back out of it. And we have a similar pasuk proving the same thing. The pasuk tells us, lama sabat b'gdim, why do you look upon betrayers? This is being addressed to Hashem. Tachroshin, you're quiet, k'vala rasha tzadik menu. When Rasha swallows somebody who's a greater tzaddik than him. And what do we learn from here? Amar Rav Huna says, tzaddik menu b'leah, that a Rasha can swallow somebody who's greater than him. But tzaddik gomer in a b'leah, he can't swallow a tzaddik gomer. It's the same thing as before. If a person lends without charging ribis, so he's like a tzaddik gomer, and he's never going to be able to be swallowed, meaning even if he has a downfall, he's going to climb back out of it. And Tanya Ever Brysa, Rebbe Amir Rebbe says, Ger tzaddik ha'amr l'inyan mechira, beger taishav ha'amr l'inyan ribis, inyi dea mahu. When the pasuk talks about a ger tzaddik in regards to selling him as an eved, and when the pasuk talks about a ger toishav in regards to ribis, I'm not so sure what the pasuk's trying to say. And before we continue with this gemara, let's get these two terms straight. A ger is a full-fledged convert to Judaism, whereas a toishav or a ger toishav is a non-Jew who accepted upon himself to keep the sheva mitzvot b'nei noach, and he's held in very high regard and is given certain privileges such as permission to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to see some others as well. And so Rabbi's saying, I'm not so sure what the pasuk's trying to say when it says the word ger tzedek in regards to a yid being sold as an eved, and I'm not sure what the pasuk's trying to say when it says the word ger toishav in regards to the iser of ribis. So we analyze the first one. Ger tzedek armelin mechir. What's this about a ger tzedek that's said in regards to mechira? The pasuk says, when your brother becomes poor among you, meaning when yid becomes poor, v'nim karlach, and he gets sold to you. Meaning yid sells himself to another yid as an eved because he became poor. The Brisa tells us, he's not just selling himself to you, el leger, he's also selling himself to a ger. Shenamar because the pasuk says, leger. And v'loy leger tzedek, it's not only that he's going to sell himself to ger tzedek, el leger toishav. He'll even sell himself to a ger toishav. Shenamar the pasuk says, leger toishav. And the pasuk also tells us, mishpachas ger, he's going to sell himself to the family of a ger. What's that referring to? Zeha nachri. It's talking about a yid selling himself to a non-Jew, because the non-Jew is the family of the ger. And when the pasuk says oila eker, or he sells himself to an idol, this is telling us that if a yid loses his money, he might even end up selling himself to be an eved for avodah zarah. And so now we analyze. Omar was stated, it's not that he's only going to sell himself to a yid, el leger. He's also going to sell himself to a ger, because the pasuk says leger. So here's the question: Lemember the ger kani avod ivri? Does that mean that a ger, a full-fledged convert to Yiddishkeit, is allowed to buy an avod ivri? But Rimin will ask you, Sira, ain ger nikne avod ivri? Evri, a ger cannot be acquired as an Eved Evri, ve'in isha v'ger kain an Eved Evri, and a woman and a ger cannot buy an Eved Evri. And so why is this? Ger lo nikna be'Eved Evri, a ger cannot be acquired as an Eved Evri. If he loses his money, he's not allowed to sell himself to a Yid. Why is that? V'shalva m'shpachta b'inon. We have to fill this pasuk. It says that he returns to his family at the end of his servitude, v'haleka, and we can't apply this because he doesn't have family. He's a ger. And ve'in isha v'ger kain an Eved Evri, a woman and a ger are not allowed to purchase an Eved Evri. Why is this? Isha olav arich ara. It's not proper for a woman to buy herself an Eved Evri, and ger nami, a ger as well. Gemiri, we have a tradition, demikni kani. If a person could be acquired as an Eved Evri, so he could buy an Eved Evri as well. But the loy mikni, if he can't be acquired as an Eved Evri, loy kani, he can't buy an Eved Evri either. And so what's our brass is saying, that v'chiyam chachicha imach, when your brother becomes poor, he might sell himself to a ger. A ger is not allowed to buy an Eved Evri. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he answers, eino kaine v'dina ki Yisrael. A ger can't buy an Eved Evri and have the same din as a Yid. Aval kaine v'dina ki Nachri, he could buy Eved Evri and his din will be like a guy. What does that mean? Titania, we have a brisa. A nirtza, an Eved Evri that had his ear pierced. This is at the end of 6 years. Instead of going free from his master, he decided to stay. So we bring him to the dorm, we pierce his ear, and he stays all the way till Yaivel. So this Eved Evri, who's a nirtza, the Hanimkar Lenachri, or an Eved Evri that was sold to a guy, Eino Eved Elias Ben Elias Abbas, if the master dies, the Eved Evri does not stick around to serve the master's daughter or son, he goes back home. And that's what we're saying, that a ger could, but can't, buy an Eved Evri. He could buy an Eved Evri and have him serve him, but he's not treated like a Jewish owner, he's treated like a non-Jewish owner. Namely, if the ger dies, his children are not going to inherit this Eved Evri. I will continue analyzing. Aramai, we had also stated, Vein Isha Veger Kun Eved Evri, that a woman and a ger are not allowed to buy an Eved Evri. And here's a question, Named Loik Rav Shimon Gamliel, does that mean that this Brice is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Titania, we have Brice, Isha Kunis Ashvachos, Veino Kunis Avadim. A woman could buy a Shivcha, a female Eved, but not a male Eved. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af Kunis Avadim, she's even allowed to buy a male Eved. So our Brice clearly seems to be not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a woman could buy an Eved. And the answer is that no, I feel like Rav Shimon Gamliel, you could even say that a breast like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but like Kasha, there's no stira, Kan Be'Eved Evri, Kan Be'Eved Kanani. One's talking about an Eved Evri, and one's talking about Eved Kanani. Eved Evri Tzaniela, an Eved Evri, a Jewish Eved, is considered Tzania to her. What does that mean, Tzania? He's discreet, he's private, he's quiet, and therefore she might do an Avera with him, and he's not going to tell anybody, and that's why we say that a woman's not allowed to buy an Eved Evri. But Eved Kanani, Paritzla, an Eved Kanani, he's very open and promiscuous, and if she does an Avera with him, she's afraid that he's going to go telling everybody. And that's why she's allowed to buy an Eved Kanani, and we're not afraid she's going to do anything wrong with him. And that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel was talking about, that a woman's allowed to buy an Eved Kanani. As the Gemara, El Hadatani Rav Yosef, what about Rav Yosef taught? Armalta lo tarbi kalba, an almana, a widow, is not allowed to raise a dog because rumors might be spread about her that she's living with the dog. And lo tishri barbei rav u'shpiza, a widow is also not allowed to host a barbei rav, a yeshiva student, because there might be rumors that they're living inappropriately together. So, especially in barbei rav tzniela, we understand that there might be rumors about the barbei rav because he's discreet and he's going to keep things quiet, so people are going to say things about them. El kalba, but what about a dog? Given the misrichba, since a dog is going to follow her if she lives with the dog, mirza, she's going to be afraid that people are going to see this dog following her around and they're going to say, oh, she lived inappropriately with it. And therefore, there shouldn't be a problem for her to raise the dog, the same way there's no problem for her to buy an Eved Kanani. And so Amri, they said, giving an answer, since if the woman throws the dog a piece of meat, misrich basra, that's going to cause the dog to follow her as well. Amri and she, people are going to say, mishum umtza de shadulei hu de misrich. The dog's following her because she threw him a piece of meat and they're not going to suspect that they're living inappropriately. And that's why a widow's not allowed to raise a dog, because maybe she's going to do something inappropriate with it. And now going back to the second thing that bothered Rebbe, ger toshav amr linyan ribis mahi. What's the discussion of a ger toshav that said in regards to the isser of ribis? The chesiv kaz the pasuk says, v'chiyam achichicho mata yada imach. When your brother becomes poor and he has a downfall next to you, with you, echzakta ba, you shall strengthen him, you should support him. Ger v'toshav. This is talking about both a ger and a toshav. V'chay imach, and he should live with you. Al tikach miito neshach v'tarbes. Don't take from him neshach v'tarbes. V'yreisim leikecha v'chay achicho imach. So it seems to be that the pasuk's telling us that you're not allowed to take ribis from a ger or a toshav. Never mind, he's a seer from our mishnah. We had said, lovin mehenu mavanoi son beribis, that we're allowed to borrow from Gayim and lend to them beribis, v'chein beger toshav, and the same with the ger toshav. Clearly not like the pasuk. The pasuk says, don't take ribis from a toshav, and our mishnah says the one is allowed to take ribis from him. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he answers, miksev al tikach me'itam. Does the pasuk say, don't take from them, from both the ger and the toshav? It doesn't say that, me'itaiksev. It says, don't take from him, me'yisrael. That means, don't take ribis from a yid, from the ger, but from the toshav, it's not a problem. So we have no question, and we continue talking about this on Rabbanu Rav Ibrahim, so al tikach me'itoy neshach v'tarbes. The pasuk says, don't take neshach and tarbes from him, aval atu nasloi arev, but you could be a guarantor for him, for ribis. Ein aleph on base on top, we ask, arev laman, who are you being a guarantor for? Elam, if you want to say arev li Yisrael, that a yid is being a guarantor for another yid to borrow beribis. Well, v'atana, we have a breast that says, elu avrim blei sase, these people are going to be arev the loy sase of ribis, hamal v'valoyve, the lender and the borrower, ha'arev v'ha'edim, the guarantor and the edim. So it's very clear from this braisa that a yid is not allowed to be a guarantor for another yid when the loan includes ribis. El, rather, you want to say, lenachri for a guy, meaning meaning that a yid is allowed to be a guarantor for another yid who's borrowing money from a guy beribes? Well, we have a problem with that as well. But given the dini d'nachri, the azal basar arva, since in gaisha course the lender goes to the ariv, to the guarantor, so iuniu de kashakal mide ribisa, it's as if he's taking ribis from him. What does this mean? So in non-Jewish law, the lender collects straight from the ariv, and the ariv goes to the borrower to get reimbursed, and that makes it as if the borrower actually borrowed money from his ariv and not from the lender. And that would mean that the Jewish guarantor will be collecting from the Jewish borrower the ribis which he paid to the non-Jewish lender, and that's ribis, as this doesn't work as well. Therefore, Amar Rav Sheshes answers, Shekibul of Lodim Medina Yisrael, we're talking about a guy that accepted upon himself that he's going to be judged in the courts of a yid. In other words, the guy is lending the yid beribis. However, he tells him, I'm going to do like what yidin do. And when I collect, I'm not going to go collect from the arev, and then the arev has to go to the borrower. I'm going to go directly to the borrower, and it's only if the borrower doesn't have money, so then I'll go to the arev. In that situation, there's no problem for the Jewish arev to guarantee this loan. As Gemara Ikabal al of Lodim Medina Yisrael, if you're saying that the guy is accepting upon himself to be judged by Jewish law, well, ribis not be lishkol, so then he shouldn't be allowed to take ribis either, because asr for yidin to take ribis. So Amar Rav Sheshes answers, Shekibul al vazu, like kibul al vazu. He accepted upon himself this and not that. The guy told the yid, look, I'm charging you ribis because I'm allowed to do that. I'm a non-Jew and my court systems allow it. However, I'm going to do something nice for you. I'll treat you like you'd be treated in the Jewish court systems, in as much as I'm going to go directly to the borrower first without going to the arev. And again, as we said, in that situation, there's no problem for the arev to guarantor this loan with ribis. And going on to the last part of the Mishnah, we had said, that a yid could lend money of a guy, midas the guy, even though it's beribis, but he's not going to do so midas the yid. Now, what does this mean? So, Tanur Rabbanu, we have a brass that explains it. A yid could lend money of a guy, midas the guy, even though it's beribis, not midas Yisrael. Ketzad, what's an example of this? So the Rishon tells us, Yisrael lav ma'is man anachri, a yid that borrowed money from a guy, beribis, and there was interest there, ubikesh lachzirom loy, and he wanted to return to the guy, mitzoy Yisrael acher, and then another yid bumped into this yiddish borrower, va'amr loy, and the second yid said, to name Lee, give them to me, bani al-lacha, kedar shatama loy, and I'll give you whatever you were going to give him. Also, this is aser, because it's like the yiddish borrower is lending to the other yid, beribis. However, v'midei etzel nachri, mutter, if he stood him by the guy, meaning if the yiddish borrower took the second guy and he brought him to the guy and he said, here, Mr. Guy, look at this fellow. He wants to borrow the money that I'm going to be paying you back. And the Nachri says, no problem, give it to him. So then that's okay, even though it's being given beribes. Now here's the seifa. If a guy borrowed money from a yid beribes, and the guy wants to return to the yid, and another yid bumps him to the guy, and he tells him, to namely, give me the money, I want to borrow it. And I'll give you like you're about to give him. Mutter, this is permitted, because it's like the guy is giving money to a yid beribes. However, the Geisha borrower brought this yid to the Yiddish lender, and he said, here, Mr. Jewish lender, I want to give the money to this new yid, so then usser, it's usser. And here we analyze these two cases. Bishleim a seifa l'chumra. We understand the seifa is a chumra. What's the seifa? This is the case that we just said, where the Geisha borrower brings the new Jew to the Jewish lender and says, this new Jewish guy wants to borrow your money. And the reason why it's usser is because, like shlichas, when the guy gives the money to the yid to borrow, so it's like he's doing so because of the shlichas from the Jewish lender, and that means the Jewish lender is lending another yid beribes. Now the reason why we're saying that it's a chumra and not flat out usser is because we know that there's no shlichas for a guy, and so therefore it's just a chumra. But either which way, we can understand why it's usser. El reisha, but what about the reisha where the yid is paying back the guy beribes, and the guy tells him, yes, you could give that money to the other yid. Why is that permitted? Kim the shlichas l'nachri. Since we know that there's no halachic concept of shlichas for a guy, you need the gashal kamine ribisa. So really, it's like the yid is taking ribes from the other yid, and that should be usser. Why is it permitted? So Rav Huna Bar Manech, he answers, what are we talking about over here? It's where the guy told the yid, you could put them on the ground and you'll be potter. In other words, when the borrower wants to return his money to the guy, and the guy says you could give them to the second borrower who's a yid, it's not that he's telling yid one to give it to yid two. He's saying, put them on the floor, you're potter, it's as if you returned it to me, and then yid two takes it. So it's not like yid one is giving it to yid two. Ask Gemara, Yachi, if that's so, my lemmer, what's a chiddush? Of course that's permitted. So Rav Papa, Rav Papa answers differently, we're talking about where the guy took the money from the yid and then gave it directly to the second yid. As the Gemara Vakati Maila Memra, still, what's the chiddush? It's obvious that's okay. The second yid is receiving the money from the guy and not from the yid. And the answer is, Amal Detema, you might have thought that in this situation, Nachri Gufei, the guy himself, remember, he's the lender, but you might say that he himself, Ki Ovid, when he's giving the money to the second yid, Adati Yisrael Kagomer V'yoyev, he's only giving it because of the first yid. The first yid told the guy Shalender that you should lend it to the second guy. And then that's just like the sefer the Braisa that says that that's usser. Mashmallah, the chiddush is, it's not usser. Since the guy himself is the lender, and he lent it to yid one, and yid one returned it to him, even though the guy is immediately giving it to yid number two, it's not a problem. It's not like he's doing so b'shlichus of the yid. Rav Ashi has a different answer. When do we say that there's no concept of shlichus for a guy? That's only in regards to truma. But in regards to all the rest of Tyra, there is a din of shlichus for a guy. And therefore, in the Reisha the Braisa, when the guy told yid number one to give the money to yid number two, beribes, that's not a problem. It's not the yid lending the other yid beribes. The yid is just doing that b'shlichus of the guy. However, right away the Gemara says, v'hadra v'ashi berusahi, according to some gersais, it's bedusahi. This that Rav Ashi just said, it's an outside opinion, meaning it's not correct. Because ma'ishna truma delay, why is truma any different that we say that there's no shlichus for a guy when it comes to truma? D'chsev, because the pasuk tells us b'feirosh, atem, gam atem. What do we learn from here? Ma'atem b'nei bris, just like you, yidin, are b'nei bris, afshulchachem na'im b'nei bris, your shliach also has to be a ben bris, meaning a guy can't be a shlich for truma. Well, shlichus chal atara kula na'im, yitruma gamrin ala. We learn shlichus in all of Tyra from truma. There's no difference between truma and the rest of the Tyra. Al Rav Ashi berusahi, that what Rav Ashi just said is an outside opinion, it's not correct. Now, ikadamri, some say, am Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi answered differently. Kiamrin and shlichus lanachri, when do we say there's no shlichus for a guy? Hani mili inuladi dun. That's only them to us. In other words, if a yid wants to appoint a guy as his shliach, we say there's no halachic shlichus for a guy. But us for them, havinu hu shliach, we could be a shliach for them. Meaning, a guy halachically could appoint a yid to be a shliach for him, and it's considered like the yid is doing this b'shlichus the guy, and he's not doing it on his own accord. However, once again, the Gemara says, v'hadra Rashi berusahi, that what Rashi just said is not true, it's an outside opinion, because ma'ishna inuladidan delay, why is it that they can't be a shliach for us? D'chsev, because the pasuk says very clearly, atem, gam atem, l'rabbi shulchachem, this includes your shliach, ma'atem b'nei bris, af shulchachem b'nei bris, just like you, the person himself, is a ben bris, you're a yid, so too your shliach as well has to be a yid, while analadu nami, even us for them, we would say the same exact thing, ma'atem b'nei bris ka'amar, and that means that a yid can't be a shliach for a guy, and therefore, even if a guy tells a yid, I want you to do this for me b'shlichus, it's as if the yid's doing it on his own, and that's why yid can't lend money b'ribis to another yid, even though it's b'shlichus of the guy, because again, a guy can't appoint a shliach. And so once again, we conclude, elohad Rav Ashi berusahi, that which Rav Ashi said is berusa, it's an outside opinion, it's not correct. So we have another attempt to answer this. Ravina Amar Ravina says, neither shlichus l'nachri lesley. We understand that a guy cannot officially appoint a shliach, but zechiyah midrabanan islay. He does have the concept of zechiyah. What's zechiyah? So we know the concept of zachin l'adam shlai b'fanav. One person can be zeicha in something for somebody else, even though the other person's not there. Reuven's walking down the street, he sees a watch, and he picks it up, intending to be zeicha in it for Shimon, even though Shimon's not there. Since this is a great zechiyah for Shimon, this automatically belongs to him. That's what zechiyah is. So Ravina is suggesting is that even though a guy cannot appoint a shliach, but he does have the concept of zechiyah, and it works like that over here as well. When the original Yiddish borrower gives the money to Yiddish borrower number two, the second Yiddish borrower is acquiring the money, he's being zeicha in that money for the guy, and therefore it's like the first Yiddish borrower returned his loan to the guy, and that's why it's not like the second Yid is lending beribis. It's like the guy is lending beribis. And where do we see this? Meaning to have a katan. It's just like a katan, a boy who's on the bar mitzvah. Katan, lava vagav de lesle shlichus, even though a katan does not have shlichus, ein beis amon alf on top, is like zchiyah midrabanon, he has a din of zchiyah midrabanon, hachanami, so to over here, lashna, there's no difference when we're dealing with the guy as well. However, once again, the Gemara says, velahi, that's not true. Yisrael, asil chal shlichus. A Yid eventually will come to the concept of shlichus, and that's why a Yiddish katan, even though he doesn't have the din of shlichus, he still midrabanon is given the din of zchiyah. But akum loy asil chal shlichus. A guy doesn't even come to the parsha of shlichus. He's never able to be a shliach, and therefore he's not involved in the parsha of zchiyah either. And we knock away Ravina's answer as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about a guy and ribbis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.